For 91.3 WUKY News, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on medicine. It seems that we live much of our lives online these days, and keeping personal and medical information confidential can be a challenge. My guest today will talk about the dynamic tension between patient confidentiality and living in the digital age. I recently spoke with Richard Chapman, Chief Privacy Officer of UK Healthcare.
I'll often talk to groups about how we protect patient privacy on social media. And usually the first question I ask is, how many of you were using Facebook in 2003? And the answer is, nobody was using Facebook in 2003. So we're often trying to interpret these generalized regulatory areas of guidance into a new and vast, quickly changing technology world.
Well, I know I often do continuing medical education online. There's several websites that physicians often use, and one of the recurring themes that I've seen pop up over the years since Facebook became a reality, and then Twitter and other platforms, of warning physicians about, even if you think you've de-identified a patient, talking about your experiences online could be problematic and could compromise that information that the patient would want to be kept private.
And that's a great point you make there. I look at social media, and keep in mind that social media encompasses many platforms beyond Facebook. We're learning new platforms all the time. But social media can provide the worst scenarios of patient privacy, and social media can also be a great informational and educational tool for many of our young learning physicians. It's actually trending towards an information exchange and an educational platform for many of our residents and med students coming through. So one of the things we've worked on at UK Healthcare is to help our physicians and our staff better understand what are those uses that would violate patient privacy, and how do you avoid those uses, as opposed to those uses that can be good educational and informational uses, and how to use it for that type of use without violating a patient's privacy.
My guest today is Richard Chapman, Chief Privacy Officer of UK Healthcare, and we're talking about keeping patient information confidential in the digital age.
As you point out, there's more than simply a first name and a last name that can identify a patient. There are 18 elements listed out in the HIPAA privacy rule that conceivably could be considered to be identifying information, one of those being photographic images or other identifying images. So we try to work with our staff at UK Healthcare to understand that if you describe a patient in a way that's identifiable, if you put a picture of a tattoo that might be a really unique tattoo, you conceivably are identifying the patient without actually having used their name, address, or other demographic information. And we want our physicians and staff to avoid those type of situations.
And again, where our worlds intersect, it's interesting that you would bring up that subject of tattoo, because body modification is very prevalent in pretty much, I forget the statistics, 18 to 60 years old, about 40% of people have some type of tattoo. And in my medical legal world, that's often a first-line tool for identifying somebody who is otherwise not identified at that point. So I think these are things that caregivers have to think about, that there's more than just a photograph of a face or a name that can identify somebody, especially in a small state like ours. There's only 4+ million people, and as some of my friends and relatives are fond of saying, you can't spit and not hit a cousin when we're here in Kentucky. And so I think it becomes even more important. Of course, it's important everywhere, but more important in a small community such as ours to respect those privacy rights.
That is a very true statement. Mm-hmm. As you can imagine, with UK Healthcare having more than 10,000 workers, there's always a strong possibility that patients and their families are going to walk through that door and they know someone who works here. And oftentimes they may have close relationships with those individuals or have family relations to the individuals, where outside of UK Healthcare, it may be normal for them to socialize with these individuals, post information or post photographs about the social events. And what we really try to get our workers to focus on and to think about is when they walk through those doors, no matter what relationship you have with them on the outside, they are our patient to be treated the same as any other patient. And the example I always use in that regard, it may be innocuous in many situations, but don't forget that we treat athletes, we treat entertainers, we treat individuals who have been part of well-known and sometimes tragic events, where simply stating they were treated here at UK Healthcare can have an impact to them directly or can have an impact on their future earnings. So we have to take that broad approach in order to protect all of our patients.
Richard, I really appreciate you chatting with me today. Is there anything else that you would want our listeners to know that we haven't covered?
The main thing I would want our listeners to know is that the HIPAA privacy rule and the regulations that the federal government promulgate really are geared increasingly to help patients have access to their information and know how that information is being used. If you take the time to read the Notice of Patient Privacy Practices, which everyone gets, there are provisions there for getting copies of your records, having access to those records, making changes to those records if it's justified. So while privacy can seem punitive in many situations, it really is built for the good of the patient in mind.
My thanks to Richard Chapman, Chief Privacy Officer of UK Healthcare, for talking with me today about keeping patient information confidential in the digital age. As always, for more information, visit our website at wuky.org. With health news you can use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.